Chapter 52. I didn't know Zach had this in him. Of course, he's the consummate showman, proven again and again, as well as being the consummate businessman. In fact, the world's first trillionaire. He makes it look easy, all of it. But this? He stands there in front of us, in a bow tie and a seersucker suit, his silver hair slicked back against his head, and a wall of categories behind him. Zach Larson has morphed into an old-school game show host, complete with index cards and a microphone. Well, well, contestants, here we are, at the finale of stage 3. Back to school. I'd like to invite you to take your places before the board. We step up to our individual podiums, grouped into 3 colors, our remaining red, green, and yellow teams. The whole thing would be strange enough, but we're not standing in just any outdoor arena. The entire set and massive bleachers have been set up in the shadow of the high heaven, right here on the launch pad in the middle of the desert in Arizona, the main dome from stage 2 visible in the distance. We gasped when we first landed here and stepped off Martha, craning our necks to take in the gargantuan rocket that stretched into the sky. The largest rocket ever constructed, nearly twice the size of the Saturn V rockets that brought the first astronauts to the moon. Its base is a cluster of 56 engines, each of which could swallow Martha whole. A rush of awe had filled me, looking at this giant thing, a thing that showed in physical reality the potential of the human race, what we could accomplish if we worked together. The best minds and the best hands, weaving possibly the most intricate machine in the history of man, and proving beyond any doubt that we deserved to be here and to knock on the door of other worlds. But now the behemoth ship is being used for something just slightly sillier. The Stage 3 game board is being projected onto it. This board, I'm told, is modeled after an ancient TV game show called Jeopardy. Apparently the longest-running show of all time in its day. Survive This, a reboot of the ancient Survivor, being the current holder of that record, with an astounding 42 straight seasons. On the board are 5 columns of point amounts, from 10 through 50, under category headings including medical, chemistry, engineering, space, and Mars. Looking past the board to the wild crowd, I once more truly appreciate Larson's genius. At first, I thought all this was just a ploy to bring in boatloads of advertising revenue, which it most certainly has. But as the show takes shape, I see he's doing a lot more. He's educating the people around the world about Mars, reigniting their fire for exploration and discovery, and reminding them that the drought of human space exploration— not a single manned mission to another world has taken place since 1973, over 100 years ago, is finally coming to an end. Zach Larson is getting them ready to break out of their isolation, their Earth-centric haze, and reach past our limitations to some new potential. Or he's just really good at making money and likes to hear himself talk. Either one. Mike Horner nudges me. Psst. Mike hasn't talked to me since I returned. He's really gone out of his way to avoid me. And other than that one little fist bump back in class, we haven't interacted at all. I'm sorry, Mike. You already said that. Listen, I've got a thing about honesty and loyalty. Can't change it, I'm sorry. I'm working on it. But I wanted to let you know. I realize you've been through a lot. I respect that. So, you're still invited.
Invited?
He just smiles.
Shh, it's starting.
Larson puts his hands in the air to raucous applause.
Ready for some fun, 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 folks? Rules are easy. First one to smack their buzzer answers the question for points. They then control the board, choosing the next topic and point amount. When the board is complete, I'll ask a final question on which you can wager up to your team's entire 3-week total. The 2 teams with the most points will proceed to stage 4. The teams will then disband, and each contestant will compete individually for the coveted spot on the crew of the High Heaven.
He turns to the audience. Now, No helping them, please. That would be cheating. He winks, and the thousands of fans in attendance laugh and jeer. As they all know, at this point, rules is an overrated word, and life is more fun when they're broken. Ready, contestants? I'll go first. Mars, for 10 points. How many moons does Mars have, and what are their names? Avery slams down her hand, and her podium lights up. Wonk! Yes, Avery. Dog shit. Avery, come now, this is a family show.
Dog feces.
That's better. Still not right, though. Negative 10 points for yellow team. Anyone have the correct answer? Aurora buzzes in.
Two moons, Phobos and Deimos.
That's correct, Aurora. 10 points for green team. The board is yours.
I'll take medical for 20 points.
All right. What is the itchy skin condition? Tinea pedis, better known as.
Avery slams her hand down again.
Yes, Avery.
Dog shit. I mean, dog feces.
You're trying to lose this game for some reason, Avery, aren't you?
Some reason? Don't play coy, Larson. I'm on to you. You've cursed me.
Avery's likes start rising like crazy. She hears the ticking, looks up at the board and cringes, holding back the tsunami of tears waiting behind her eyes.
Come on, Larson, say it. You've cursed me.
I have not cursed you, my dear Avery. I'll admit that your misadventures haven't exactly been detrimental to our ratings, but I wish no ill upon you, of course. And look forward to having you aboard High Heaven. Negative 10 points for yellow team. Anyone else?
Albert buzzes in.
Athlete's foot. Very good, Albert. Tinea pedis is, in fact, athlete's foot. 10 points for green team. Now, for 2 extra points, Albert, can you tell me? If athletes get athlete's foot, what do astronauts get?
Albert furrows his brow. Boy, this is one serious question. Until Larson turns to the crowd with an inviting wave, and they shout in unison,
"Mistletoe!" Larson laughs. "Hey, I said no cheating."
But his wink tells them not to pay him any mind.
"All right, Albert, you're bored. Chemistry, 410. Excellent choice. Name 2 liquid hydrocarbons."
Avery slams her hand down again and again. Her dog feces act goes on for a few more questions until her buzzer mysteriously malfunctions. Then she's left continuously slamming the poor thing with both palms. No longer able to hold back the weeks of tears, she blubbers into her hands, then covers her ears to stop hearing the chatter of infinite likes being added to her name. Suddenly, Larson does the unexpected. Yes, somehow he can still surprise. He stops the show. A single spotlight shines on him, and a second shines on Avery, and the rest is blackness and silence. Larson whispers,
"Avery, can you tell me what you want? Your wildest dream. It's not going to Mars, is it?"
She looks up, embarrassed and red and blotchy. Eye makeup smearing all over her face, shakes her head.
"Then, what is it?"
She shakes her head again.
"Come, come, Avery. I want to know."
"Kittens and puppies. Okay, I've always wanted to own a pet shop. Are you satisfied?"
"Would you be surprised, Avery, if I had already guessed that?"
And instantly the lights return, and the set is swarming with kittens and puppies coming in from all directions, each with a yellow bow to match Avery's training suit. The crowd is stunned for just a moment, and then the oohs and ahs and cheers erupt from them as they pick up the animals and cuddle them, and the entire arena dissolves into good-natured chaos. Larson himself reaches down and gently cups a kitten and a puppy in each hand, walks over to Avery, and offers them to her. She sniffs.
I don't know what to say.
Say yes.
Now she can't say anything. The tears are really gushing, mixing with snot and a little drool. But it's happy snot and drool, and she nods and accepts the gift, steps from behind her podium and embraces Larson and her new little animal friends. And all is forgiven.
Yes, Avery. We've rented you a storefront back in Seattle and have you all ready for business. We've even come up with a name. Take me to your owner. Get it? Like aliens.
The crowd groans as he holds up the sign Ted just handed him, showing a UFO with puppies bounding down the gangplank into their new owner's arms.
Now, I would like you to stay, at least through tonight's game. Do you think you could do that for me?
Avery nods enthusiastically and wipes her nose on her sleeve.
Can I keep these little guys here?
Certainly. As for the rest, Ted, won't you please corral them all up and get them over to the incinerator?
Avery sputters. I think she swallowed her tongue.
I'm kidding. Kidding. No, of course, they'll all be waiting for you when you get home. Now, where was I? Oh, yes, medical for 30. The parasite cryptosporidiosis may be found in what common substance?
We all stare at Larson.
Huh? We never covered this.
Avery, perhaps?
And he winks at her. She gingerly buzzes in, clearly afraid Larson may be pulling the rug out from under her, damning her with another curse. She's totally unsure. But the twinkle in his eye gives her the courage to say it.
Dog feces?
That is correct, Avery!
And the crowd erupts in laughter and cheers again. And we all wonder at Zach Larson's ability to pull moments like this out of his ass on the fly. It's simply amazing. The rest of the show isn't quite as chaotic, but the extremely close score does have the audience here and around the world on the edge of their seats. Red, green, and yellow are all within 10 points of each other, and the last question allows us to bet our total if we want. Larson grins.
Very good, contestants. You've clearly done your homework, and congratulations to our team leaders for getting some of this to sink in.
A spotlight shines on the five high heaven astronauts, with ever-stoic-looking Daniels nodding politely and folding his arms, and the rest waving like they just can't wait to end this lunacy and get to the actual mission.
All right, the final question. All teams bet up to their full point balance upon hearing the category, then answer when I call on you. This is for all the marbles, my friends. One team will go home. The rest of you, stage 4, launch. And here is the category. Minerals. Place your wager now.
Benji, Claire, and Mike whip their heads around to me.
Well?
I hesitate. Seconds pass. Hey, why only me on this? Blank stares. Claire actually laughs. That's a rhetorical question, right? Okay, whatever. Bet the house, Benji, all of it. We have to assume both teams are going to get it right and bet it all, so it's the only way to stay in the game. Don't worry, I got this. Larson interrupts the team's murmuring.
All right, friends, please put your stylus down. Now, the question. What Martian mineral is needed for the magnetite-woustite redox cycle for an alternative method of producing oxygen?
The countdown music starts. And, oh my God, I'm blank. Nothing. We didn't cover this. Or if we did, I was daydreaming about Angel or about launching into space aboard the high heaven or walking across the landscape of Mars. The crunch of crystals beneath my feet. Wait, crystals. Oh, yes, I've got this. I grin and nod to my teammates. The countdown stops, and Larson raises his arms.
Please put your tablets down. Now, first, yellow team, you're bringing up the rear with 245 points. Your answer?
Tanner taps yellow team's tablet, and their answer appears on the big board. Dog feces. Even Larson can't control himself and laughs.
Well, I suppose if you weren't confident in the category, there was only one way to go. Bravo, yellow team. Now, how much did you wager?
Tanner taps again. Zero.
Smart. Very smart. You've retained your score of 245. Now, green team, you're behind red team by just 5 points with 250.
Marina taps her tablet and shouts, Isahematite. Oh my God. She's right. I know it. Before Larson even nods his head. And I was wrong.
And we bet all to 150 points.
They blew us out of the water. And yellow bet zero. And we have the wrong answer. And we bet everything. It's over. We're going home. Benji reluctantly taps the tablet with our answer.
Tritomite. Ooh, I'm sorry, red team. Oh, dear. Your wager?
I grab Benji's hand to stop him from tapping. Is there any way I can undo this? Like, if we don't show our answer, we don't lose? I contemplate taking the tablet and breaking it in two. Please. It can't be true. It can't be true. We came so close. I thought I was right. I was certain. And I wound up being wrong. Again. I let go of Benji's hand and close my eyes and hang my head. And hear cheering. Huh? I open one eye. People are on their feet, roaring their approval. I open my other eye and turn to Benji. He's grinning wryly at me.
I had a hunch. You flinched. And you're welcome.
Larson claps.
You bet 9 points. That lowers your total to 246. But it's still enough to stay in second place. Green team and red team, you're proceeding to stage 4.
I reach up and kiss Benji on the cheek. Thanks for not listening to me.
What did you say?
Wise ass. I punch him in the shoulder, and we hug, and we all hug, all 3 teams, even yellow team, through their tears. I think through all the craziness, we did get to like each other. Maybe even become some weird, dysfunctional family-like thing. I hug Tanner, who mentions something about an organic farm, although honestly I tune him out as soon as I hear the word beet. And Susie Q, who will somehow have to live without her obsession Albert, while we take a trip into orbit for the next 3 weeks. I even give a fist bump to Quinn Keller, who's going home with the least likes, and who I honestly don't remember saying a single word to this whole time. And of course, last but not least, I hug Avery.
Well, Paper, I guess you won't miss me.
I will.
Come on.
No, seriously, Avery. I don't know. I will. I never had a lot of... We share a smile and she says,
friends.
Yeah. And back home, you'd fit right in. Aurora walks over.
Avery, Avery, I'd shake your hand, but I don't want to pull your fingers off.
Avery lowers her gaze and walks away. I kick her foot. Aurora,
you have such a way with people. Whatever. I just came over here to congratulate you.
Wow, really?
No, I actually wanted to gloat. I beat you. Na 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 na.
Yep, that's more like it. We fist bump, and Larson taps his microphone.
Contestants, I hate to interrupt your heartfelt goodbyes, but we need to take our places.
Take our places? For what? Larson motions for Mike Horner and Marina Della Costa to approach him.
For the wedding, of course.